Chapter 48, Home at Last. This chapter is based on, to 22. The victory at Beth Horon was speedily followed by the conquest of southern Canaan. Joshua smote all the country of the hills and of the south, and of the vale. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. The tribes of northern Palestine, terrified at the success which had attended the armies of Israel, now entered into a league against them. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them. This army was much larger than any that the Israelites had before encountered in Canaan, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom, to fight against Israel. Again a message of encouragement was given to Joshua, "Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel." Near Lake Merom he fell upon the camp of the allies, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them, until they left them none remaining. At the command of God the chariots were burned, and the horses lamed, and thus rendered unfit for use in battle. The Israelites were not to put their trust in chariots or horses, but in the name of the Lord their God. One by one the cities were taken, and Hazor, the stronghold of the Confederacy, was burned. The war was continued for several years, but its close found Joshua master of Canaan. And the land had rest from war. But though the power of the Canaanites had been broken, they had not been fully dispossessed. Joshua was not, however, to continue the war. The whole land, both the parts already conquered and that yet unsubdued, was to be apportioned among the tribes. And it was the duty of each tribe to fully subdue its own inheritance. If the people should prove faithful to God, he would drive out their enemies from before them. The location of each tribe was determined by lot. Moses himself had fixed the bounds of the country as it was to be divided among the tribes and had appointed a prince from each tribe to attend to the distribution. 48 cities in different parts of the country were assigned the Levites as their inheritance.